Good afternoon. As a cold front approaches the area, today we'll see the increased chance for showers and thunderstorms. The best chance to see showers and storms will be through the middle of the afternoon. We may see some of the thunderstorms reach severe limits, including damaging winds and large hail, especially across the Mid-Hudson Valley and the southern Berkshires. We'll see partly sunny skies today and very humid conditions. Highs will be up into the lower and middle 80s. For tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies, the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, especially north of Albany. Lows will be into the lower and middle 60s. The chance for showers and storms again increases late Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon. We'll see partly sunny skies and temperatures much cooler. Highs will only be into the upper 60s and lower 70s. A return to dry weather on Monday with highs back into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. A weak disturbance will pass by the area late Monday night and early Tuesday morning, and that will give us a chance for a few light rain showers. Otherwise, Tuesday and also Wednesday will feature a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs into the middle 80s. For the 4th of July, we may see a late day shower or thunderstorm, but right now it looks like most of the day will be dry with partly sunny skies. Highs will be back up into the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front pushing through the northern plains today will be the focus for convection, with a slight risk for strong to severe thunderstorms. On Sunday, the boundary could be slower to move across parts of the upper Midwest, resulting in repeating training of thunderstorms and a slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. Across the Gulf Coast states and Florida, expect a daily dose of scattered thunderstorms with heavy rainfall possible. A building upper-level ridge of the central U.S. will continue to bring hot and humid conditions to much of the central and northern plains into the upper Midwest this weekend. Daytime highs could reach well into the 90s for many locations, but with the increased humidity, it will feel like it's over 100 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect for parts of this region. Temperatures into the eastern U.S. will also be above average today, but the cold front passage this evening should bring some relief from the heat by Sunday. Across Europe, the dangerous heat wave continues. After record highs were achieved in Germany, Poland, France, and the Czech Republic this past week, temperatures will continue to run 10 to 25 degrees above normal this weekend. Temperatures will be held back into the 70s in Paris on Monday, and then Berlin and Munich, Germany, Warsaw, Poland, and Zurich, Switzerland on Tuesday. Madrid will remain hot these days, but the heat will not be as extreme. The past 24-hour lower 48-state temperature extremes ran from as high as 113, 6 miles northwest of Eloy, Arizona. The lowest temperature was 27, 13 miles west of Eagle Lake Resort, California, and 4 miles south-southwest of Old Station, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with late-day thunderstorms likely, highs into the upper 80s. In Boston, mostly cloudy with late-day showers and thunderstorms likely, highs into the middle 80s. And for Buffalo, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 70s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 81. The average low temperature is 60. The record high is 96, set back in 1944 and 1933. The record low is 44, set back in 1981 and 1970. The sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m. The sunset is at 8:37 p.m. That's 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, 30 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs into the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs into the middle 80s. An early shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, then mostly clear, lows in the middle 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs into the lower 80s, partly cloudy with a late shower or thunderstorm possible tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs into the lower 80s, an early shower or thunderstorm likely tonight, then partly cloudy, lows into the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs into the middle 80s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle 60s. Region-wide for Sunday, partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs into the lower 70s. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs into the lower 80s. For Tuesday, partly sunny, the chance for an early shower, highs into the middle 80s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs into the middle and upper 80s. For Thursday, on 4th of July, the chance for a late-day shower or storm, otherwise partly sunny, highs into the upper 80s. And for Friday, partly sunny, the chance for a late-day shower or thunderstorm, highs into the upper 80s. Enjoy your Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.